this is not your first foray into pro ball, but this has got to be about the weirdest baseball experience you've ever had. Now being involved in this bubble at Rogers Center and the hotel, what's it been like in the first couple of days?
It's actually, you know, it's not that bad. You know, everybody's happy because we just get to play baseball and we're not still stuck at home. So there's a lot of rules and guidelines you have to follow, but that's just part of it. But it's awesome being here. So
I was there last night, Jordan, watching the game, and I couldn't help but notice you on the first base side there, top step of the dugout, basically the entire game, having conversations with Bo Bichette. I'm just curious what the experience has been like for you to see some of this big league baseball up close and to get to have conversations with guys who have spent considerable time in the majors.
It was good, you know. We talked about just facing live arms and being around this environment and getting to learn from those guys and how that's going to help me in my career moving forward. So that's what's big for me, is just getting to be up here around these guys and getting to pick their brains a lot and getting to see how it's like to be a big leaguer. So it's definitely helping me in the long run.
Yeah, it's going to be weird for guys like you who are trying to develop, who probably are not going to factor into the major leagues this year, and we don't know exactly how that 30-man taxi squad is going to look when the major league season starts. But is it possible, like, have you thought about the possibility of it being better for your development as a young player to actually, you know, be playing intra-squad games with guys that have big league experience, despite the fact that it's not regimented like a minor league season? This actually might be the best thing for you at your age?
Absolutely. You know, being, like I said before, being around these guys, being able to pick their brains and learn from them and be able to work with them, it just makes you that much better. So I think it's huge.
For people who aren't familiar with your last 18 months or so, you missed most of last season with a foot injury. And then I remember talking to you this spring on a picnic bench at the Blue Jays complex. And it was actually the day that you were finally cleared to return to normal, get out of rehab and just be a ball player again. And it was about 5 days after that the pandemic hit and MLB was shut down. Can you just share with us how frustrating it has been to finally get cleared, to return from injury, and then have to wait even longer to get back to just a baseball environment?
Yeah, it was tough, you know, because the normal guy, you know, they had their off season, they played all year, you know, it's whatever. But for me, having to miss half of last year and then half of this year again, it was tough, you know, having to sit on the sidelines, especially having to go through that whole year of rehab, doing all these hard things. So it was unfortunate, but I'm fortunate enough to be here now and be in this situation, and things are going good, so I couldn't complain.
Do you have any idea of your schedule for getting into these intra-squad games? Do you know when you're going to play, how often you're going to play?
Yeah, I'll be in there the next 2 days. I basically, with me coming up here, they've been really cautious on, like, controlling my load, how much work I'm doing, stuff like that. So yesterday was like a recovery day. So I didn't do anything at all yesterday. So I just sat, watched the game and tried to learn from the guys playing and pick their brains a little bit. So,
do you know what pitcher you'll be facing?
I have no idea. A good one, obviously.
They're all going to be pretty good. Is there maybe somebody in camp that you are eager to measure up to and test yourself against?
I'd like to face Pearson, just because. Not because he's the number one prospect or anything like that, just because I know of his pitches, his abilities. I've seen what he can do, and I think it'd be a good matchup, and it'd be a good one to watch too. So,
yeah, I think we all want to see Nate Pearson pitch, whether it's in an intra-squad game and definitely in the major leagues. Have you been told, like I mentioned, this 30-man taxi squad, which I assume you're going to be a part of when the major league season starts? I guess it's in Buffalo is my understanding of it. Like, do you have any idea what's going to happen when that starts being enacted? Are you guys just going to play against each other? Are you going to play against other teams? Has anybody told you anything about how that's going to work?
I haven't heard anything. I don't know if anybody else has. I know the focus right now is just making sure the big league team, whoever's going to be on that, is in top shape and ready to go for this season. So I'm sure it'll be along the lines of that. I'm not positive, but the Blue Jays are a great organization in ways of getting players good work in and making sure they're ready. So whatever happens, we'll all be in shape. So
whatever your days do end up looking like at that alternate training site, you're not going to have the benefit of actual games against other teams and getting that feedback from, you know, seeing how you measure up against certain pitchers, you know, what, you know, holes in your swing maybe guys are able to expose, what kind of adjustments you're able to make. I'm curious how you'll measure your own personal growth this season then without games. You know, how will you determine whether you've had a successful 2020 or not?
I think just in my eyes, just being able to be up here or in Buffalo, wherever it is, just being able to get work in, unlike some minor league guys that aren't able to get anything in, I think that's an advantage. And I think that for me is a good 2020. But for me personally, I'd love to get a lot more live ABs, and I think that'd be really, really good. You know, soft toss and BP is one thing, but a live arm and live BP is a lot better for you. So if we're able to face our own guys, that'd be good too, because, you know, we help break down their pitching and tell them, hey, you're tipping your pitches or your curveball sometimes gets backed up, and now they have the chance to do the same thing with us. So I think it could be beneficial for both sides.
Talking to Jordan Groshan, so give us the skinny on what your day-to-day is like in this bubble system that the Blue Jays have, right? Like, you guys are in one building. It's nice because the roof does open and you can see the sun. It's up there. It's very bright. It's very warm in the city of Toronto. But, like, yeah, there's only so much time you can spend on the field. There's 24 hours in a day. I know you're a big gamer, right? Like, is that how you're spending your downtime? What are you doing outside of the actual, you know, physical baseball part of this?
A lot of Netflix. So
what do you want?
Have you not brought the Call of Duty along? Have you not got the Fortnite going?
Oh, I have that. I'm trying to stay off of that. You know, I want to get on a good routine, and now that we're waking up early doing baseball stuff, I don't want to be staying up all night. So I've been watching a lot of Netflix and then going to bed early. So
yeah, what have you been watching on Netflix? What's your Netflix thing? You need a recommendation?
I got some Criminal Minds going, The Flash. I just finished Grey's Anatomy.
Really?
15 seasons. Yeah. Me and my girlfriend. That was our show. So I had to finish that off while I was up here.
I was going to say, like, you could have given me unlimited guesses as to what you're watching on Netflix. I don't think I would have come up with Grey's Anatomy. But then you threw the girlfriend element into it, and it makes a little more sense. But, yeah, man, I mean, so much has been made during this time, guys spending time away from their families and their kids, which is obviously – that's a huge deal. But, guy, your age, and I don't know how long you've been with your girlfriend, what's that been like? How's – like, is it a lot of FaceTime calls with her? How's she dealing with this?
She's doing good. You know, it's one of those things where she's a busy girl. You know, she's got her priorities straight. She's in school. She's doing whatever she has to do. So it's been good, you know, being away, though, if I'm being honest. You know, being at home that whole time, I got all the family time and girlfriend time I needed. So it's baseball time now, you know. So that's part of my life where I separate those two and I focus on my career. So it's one of those things where they're all supportive, but it's good finally getting back into things.
It's interesting looking out around Rogers Center right now and seeing yourself and other, you know, young up and coming players like Alejandro Kirk. You mentioned Nate Pearson, obviously Simeon Woods Richardson, who threw in the game last night and was electric. Austin Martin is about to come join you guys once he passes his second negative COVID test. I'm just curious what you are getting taken away from rubbing shoulders with some of these young guys and kind of being part of this youth push in the organization right now.
We're going to be really damn good. That's all I got to say. Really, really good. You know, these guys they're electric, like you said. They have a passion, and we all have one goal. You know, we're not against each other. We're not hating on each other. We're all part of one movement. Like, and I love how I love how it's referred to that as that, like, that youth movement, because we're all together, you know, we all work as a team, and we all want a championship team up in Toronto. So this whole group of guys is electric, and once Martin gets up here, he'll just add to that. So I know we're all excited for that.
Yeah, how unusual is that for guys to be pulling so much in the same direction? Like, I get it, you're teammates, but baseball is such a weird sport when it comes to team sports that everybody can, you know, they have their individual moments, right? It's pretty clearly, and everybody's battling for playing time, for starting positions. How unusual is it in your experience, Jordan, to have everybody seemingly pulling on the same end of the rope?
It's different, you know, but at the same time, it's ever since I've been in this organization, that's how it's been the whole time. You know, everybody has one common goal. We all work together. There's no, I'm going to do this in spite of you or to outbeat you. You know, there's everybody's got the common goal, and I think it's great, you know, and it's awesome being in that healthy environment too, because it just makes you that much better. So.
So interesting to hear you talk about how good you and your teammates believe you're going to be in the future, because that's, you know, we talked to Bo Bichette and he talks about how he believes he's going to be a Hall of Famer and he's going to win awards and batting titles, and he's not scared to say things like that. You talk to Simeon Woods Richardson, it's the same thing. Your guy Klofenstein, same thing. Like, you guys are not afraid of putting out there that you are trying to be great and you're waking up every day wanting to be Hall of Famers. Like, I'm just curious if you can just tell us a bit about that mentality, which really seems to be kind of pervasive across young players in the organization right now.
I think that's how the youth in this organization, that's how confident we are with all the development and all the work that we're getting in and all the resources that are poured into us, that once you get there, it's the sky's the limit. So I know we're all confident in our abilities, and we're all waiting to get to the show. And I think that's a good thing. You know, a lot of people say, oh, don't be cocky, don't be over. Like, if you want to be successful in this game, you kind of have to, you know, you can't be scared. You can't be, oh yeah, like, I'm not that good. Like, you have to be confident. So I think that's another reason that makes our youth core so good is that we have that mindset.
It's worked for you so far, talking to Jordan Groshans. So you're a Texas guy. You spent time, obviously, in Florida during spring training. Those two states are struggling, to say the least, when it comes to COVID-19. Is it a relief to be across the border? And I know you guys can't leave, so it's like even more safe where you guys are, and you've all been tested. But do you feel a sense of relief being outside of a state in Florida and like a facility, frankly, in Dunedin that was not all that safe in recent weeks?
Yeah, it's nice. You know, it's, you don't have to worry about getting infected by the virus or running into people that have been with it. You know, everybody in here that's in this building is cleared and doesn't have it. So it's a relief. You know, everything in here is clean. We go to the field, we come back to our hotel room. So it's just nice to know that we don't have to worry about anything. And if anything does happen for some reason, that it's able to be controlled and it can't get out of control.